In the early 1980s, Michael Bloomberg began building a business information empire. He started a wire service, Bloomberg News, a syndicated radio station, Bloomberg Radio, and a television network, Bloomberg TV. His new enterprise is Bloomberg for Mayor of New York City. This week, the billionaire, a Democrat turned Republican, officially joined the race. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
Mike Bloomberg has never done anything the usual way. Entering the race for mayor was no exception. There were no balloons, no bunting, no bands, and no speech. Just a pitch. Bloomberg wanted to take over where the term-limited Rudy Giuliani has left off.
My name's Mike Bloomberg, and I'm running for mayor. To build on what's been accomplished, not tear it down.
Dressed in a pink shirt and a blue tie, standing on a New York City street, Bloomberg looked into a TV camera and told New Yorkers he was running. Bloomberg aides insist the candidate was going directly to the people. But the ads fit a pattern. Trying to control the flow of information, the media mogul has avoided interviews and the voters. Until now. Bloomberg is finally on the trail, and so it was that a score of reporters gathered at 7:30 a.m. outside a Harlem college building to await their first glimpse of the candidate.
Ho, 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 ho! Let's get a shot of this guy.
Bloomberg's first stop was a fundraising breakfast for an organization promoting business development in Harlem. Then he left for a largely Italian-American senior center in Queens, where finally he took questions.
One at a time, so we have plenty of time, and I'll be happy to do it. So, no, you're third. He's first, second, third. Sorry.
The queries came at him. What would he do about running his company while running for mayor? He's essentially out of it, he said. What did he think Giuliani had done wrong? He refused to say. Did he think the mayor had racially polarized the city? He said that was unfair. What would he like his own legacy to be?
If 4 years from now, reading scores and math scores aren't significantly better, then I will look in a mirror and say that I have been a failure, and I've never failed at anything yet, and I don't plan to fail at that.
Bloomberg didn't provide any details, saying specifics will come later, but he did spend some time defending his decision not to abide by the city's campaign finance laws and instead spend his own money in unlimited amounts.
It's probably true the others don't have the option I have. I've been a lucky guy. So what?
Last year, Bloomberg switched his party registration from Democrat to Republican, but he wouldn't say whom he voted for in last year's elections. Instead, he acknowledged he joined the GOP because he thought he couldn't win in a crowded Democratic field.
The way the system is today is if I want to change the world, I've got to get to November, and the Republican Party and the Independence Party offered me the opportunity to do that.
Bloomberg didn't emerge from the press conference entirely unscathed. Longtime television reporter Gabe Pressman gave a heated lecture to the political novice about how candidates have to take follow-up questions at news conferences. There are some clouds on the horizon. An opponent in the Republican primary and a new poll saying Bloomberg would be trounced by any of the four Democrats come November. Bloomberg is hosting lunches in areas like Arthur Avenue, an Italian neighborhood in the Bronx. Voter Harriet Wald seems willing to give him a chance.
I don't know yet if I, honestly, if I will or not. I have to get to know, I know him in one aspect, but I don't know what his plans would be for New York.
How do you feel about the other, the Democrats that are running?
Ho-hum, more of the same.
Hi. Mike Bloomberg. Nice to see you.
Walking up the street, the newly minted candidate shook hands with merchants and shoppers who'd been given copies of his autobiography, Bloomberg on Bloomberg, some of them in Italian. But the person the women wanted to meet wasn't Bloomberg. It was TV's Gabe Pressman. Still, their recognition of the newsman does show the power of television, the essence of Bloomberg's strategy. He can buy almost constant television exposure between now and November. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in the Bronx.